Minulo nedeljo 12. junija je bilo zelo slovesno pri klubu Triglav v Sidniju, kje se je zbralo lepo število obiskovalcev in gostov za prvo uradno praznovanje 25. obletnice slovenske državnosti v Sidniju v tem letu. Praznovali so tudi 45. obletnico obstoja kluba in podelili so priznanje najzaslužnejšim Slovencem za leto 2015 v zvezni državi New South Wales. Po okusnem kosilu je sledila proslava z nagovori povabljenih gostov. Najprej je gospod Peter Krope, predsednik kluba Triglav, med svojim čustvenim govorom takole dejal.
Honorable guests, ladies and gentlemen, Slovenian of the Year Awards recognize the achievement of Slovenian with Slovenian's community in New South Wales and Australian ICT, and is hoped that they will help build a bridge for the younger Slovenian generation to be proud of the elders. Our sincere congratulations goes to the winners of the Slovenian 2015 Awards and to all who are celebrating upcoming Slovenia Independence Day. Ladies and gentlemen, may I, on behalf of all of us, congratulate and say thank you to Branko Fabjančić, President of the Awards and his award organizing committee, Marta Magajna, Maria Grossman, Ivan Rudolf, Perina and Gary Brown, Florian Alsa, Zora Johnson and Father Darko Žnidarčić. I would also like to take the opportunity to say thank you to Mounties Group of Directors for their support and understanding which enable us to continue with our cultural and social life and sporting activities. 45 years ago, a small group of young parents and their friends begin to dream of a place where they could meet, and out of those dreams, an idea was born. Idea to build a small house or building, and as you can see, on the end wasn't that small at all. We can only say that we are proud for what we achieved.
Gospa Helena Donošek-Zorko, veleposlanica Republike Slovenije v Avstraliji, je nas takole nagovorila.
Zelo mi je veseljem, veliko čast, da sem lahko z vami. Danes je pomembna priložnost. Danes praznujemo dva velika dogodka in veliki obletnici. 25. letnico Republike Slovenije in 45. obletnico Triglav društva. Dogodka in obletnici, ki sta že privabila nekaj solz. Razumem pa, kako zelo čustveno in koliko vam pomeni to 45-letno druženje v Triglavu. Vse žrtve, vsi napori, ki ste jih dali v izgradnjo kluba in v vzdrževanje tega društva, vzdrževanje slovenske kulture, vzdrževanje vse slovenske dediščine tukaj v Avstraliji. Društvo Triglav je pripomoglo ogromen delež k grajenju slovenske identitete v Avstraliji in seveda tudi k avstralski zgodovini, kulturi in dediščini. Iskrene čestitke in upam, da bo to možno še veliko časa.
Zvezni poslanec za sedež Feola, gospod Chris Hayes, MP, je kot povabljen gost takole nagovoril vse prisotne v dvorani.
Ladies and gentlemen, clubs just don't happen. They just don't develop. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of commitment, time, passion, and probably many tears to get an organization like this up and running. There's much to people to be proud about, being able to make that sort of commitment over that period of time. So I think those of you of Slovenian heritage should be very, very proud.
Svetnik Frank Carboni, župan mesta Fairfield, je med drugim poudaril, da je ponosen na svoje italijansko poreklo kljub temu, da se rodil v Avstraliji in da moramo biti ponosni na naše slovenske korenine v multikulturni avstralski družbi.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and what a wonderful day to be here in Fairfield to celebrate Slovenian Independence Day. Today, of course, you celebrate 25 years. It sounds like such a short milestone in a nation's independence, but obviously your heritage is very long. It's one that's taken a very long journey and taken a lot of obstacles with it. We shouldn't forget that. And very often it's very easy for people to say, let's give up, it's too hard. Just like those tradesmen that were here 45 years ago building this club, where no doubt it got very difficult at times. And that's why everyone is able to come together here today to celebrate 45 years of the Triglav Club and 25 years of the independence of your nation.
Gospod Kevin Ingram, predsednik za skupino Mounties, pri katerem je tudi klub Triglav, je povedal, da klub zelo uspešno napreduje in da so člani lahko zelo ponosni na vse uspehe in dosežke v zadnjih 45 letih.
Well, congratulations on your 25th Independence Day celebrations. It's good to be here to help you celebrate those. And also your 45th as a club. And you're not that far behind Mounties. Mounties is only about in their 48th year, so you're pretty close by. With seven clubs, Mounties with 108,000 members, we believe we are not a club, we are a community. So thank you for being part of that and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Gospod Branko Fabijančič, voditelj pododbora za pripravo letošnjih priznanj, je nas takole nagovoril.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 14th Slovenian Awards in 2016. We also come together to celebrate and reflect on Slovenia's National Day, bringing together our shared experiences and passions, which I can clearly see in all of you as I stand here today. It has been my greatest privilege and pleasure to be part of these awards, and this year is no different. Today is our opportunity to acknowledge and recognise those members in our community who have achieved great milestones in their lives and have made ongoing and tireless contributions to their communities through hard work and volunteering, or have continued to offer their time and support to our club, our friends and our family. All of these contributions, big or small, local, across borders and across waters, have added to the diversity, richness and strength of the people you sit amongst today, celebrating all the parts of what it means to be a proud Slovene Australian.
Po uradnih govorih je sledil kratek kulturni program, v katerem je nastopal pevski zbor Južne zvezde in Rudi Črnčec in Moja malenkost, ki sva po podelitvi priznanj zaigrala nekaj poskočnih viš na harmoniko. Skupaj smo tudi zapeli znano legendarno slovensko pesem V dolini tihi. Naj povem, da je Rudi Črnčec skozi vsa leta z svojim izvrstnim glasbenim talentom razveseljeval Slovence in bil pripravljen priskočiti na pomoč, kjerkoli je bilo potrebno v slovenski skupnosti v New South Walesu. Nadaljujemo s posebno prilogo o praznovanjih 25. obletnice slovenske neodvisnosti, 45. obletnice obstoja kluba Triglav in priznan za Slovenca leta za leto 2015 v Zvezni državi New South Walesu, ki je bilo preteklo nedeljo 12. junija v prostorih kluba Triglav v St. John's Parku. Program sta povezovali Perina Brand u slovenštini i Stefani Fabijančić u angleštini. Perina je članica druge generacije australskih Slovencev i Stefani je članica že tretje generacije. Med uradnim delom proslave je Emil Kukovec prejel priznanje za svoje požrtvovano delo na klubu Triglav in tudi drugotu slovenski skupnosti od urada za Slovence po svetu. Kramp, s katerim so se kopali temelji kluba Triglav, je bil tudi predstavljen med proslavo kot simbol težkega, požrtvovalnega in nesebičnega dela vseh članov od samega začetka do danes. Med proslavo je klub Triglav tudi predal dva čeka za finančno pomoč za mesečnik Misli in za arhiv Hasa New South Wales. Po uradnem delu proslave je sledila plesna zabava ob zvokih ansambla Alpske odmevi, ki ga vodi nam vsem dobro poznan in prijazen ter seveda glasbeno nadarjen Štefan Šrnek mlajši. In kdo so bili dobitniki priznan za najzaslužnejšega Slovenca v letu 2015 v Zvezdni državi New South Wales? Marija Rudolf je prejela priznanje za njeno požrtvovalno delo med slovensko skupnostjo v Wollongongu in drugot. Kar dve Danici, Danica Šajn in Danica Gržel, sta prijeli priznanje za dolgoletno delo na področju izobraževanja in šolstva. Obe sta tudi dolgoletni pevki v zboru Južne zvezde. Anton Konda in njegova pokojna žena Ana Konda sta prijela življenjsko priznanje za delo med slovensko skupnostjo na vseh področjih. Walter Schuber, ki je bil pobudnik za priznanja Slovenca leta v New South Walesu v klubu Triglav, je prejel priznanje za promocijo slovenske kulture med širšo skupnostjo. Hilda Širec je prijela priznanje kot oseba slovenskega porekla za velike dosežke v širši australski skupnosti. Marija in pokojni Mirko Ritlop sta prijela posebno življenjsko priznanje za velike dosežke in delo v slovenski skupnosti. Pogovori z dobitniki letošnjih priznanj, ki sem jih posnel po proslavi, boste gotovo slišali v naših prihodnjih oddajah. Čestitke vsem, ki ste prijeli priznanje, vsem organizatorjem letošnjih priznanj Slovenca leta in iskrene čestitke vsem članom kluba Triglav za 45. obletnico obstoja vašega kluba in za vse vaše dosežke in promocijo slovenstva ne le v Sydneyju, ampak širom Avstralije v vseh teh letih. Sledi pogovor, ki sem ga posnel z voditeljem pododbora za letošnjih priznanj Slovenca leta v New South Walesu, gospodom Brankom Fabijančićem, kot tudi z Stefani Fabijančić, ki je seveda Brankotova hčerka, ki sta z gospod Perina Brand povezovali program. Upam, da uživate o poslušanju današnje slovenske oddaje na radiju SBS.
Dear listeners, it's become a bit of a tradition to have father and daughter on air. It's Branko Fabijančić, who's the coordinator of this year's Slovenian of the Year Awards, and daughter Stefani, looking stunning today. Stefani, you're looking stunning today as well,
Valenti,
who was one of the MCs for the event. Firstly, congratulations on yet another successful event and some well-deserved awards. It's a lovely afternoon here, fantastic turnout.
I always say it every year, it's always our best awards, and this year, in conjunction with the 25th anniversary of Slovenian independence and the 45th anniversary of Triglav, it was a great event today. We had a very nice turnout, worthy recipients, and generally it was a very well-run event today.
Stefani, your father just mentioned the 25th anniversary of Slovenian independence. If I calculate correctly, you were in your mother's womb at that
yes,
time.
Yes, I did actually mention that today. I said, 1991, I think that was the year I was born. I think that kind of makes me a special Australian Slovenian, born the year that we gained independence. Pretty cool.
You're third generation Slovenian.
Yep.
How do you feel about this background that you share, this Slovenian background, particularly in this celebrating this 25 years of Slovenian independence as well as 45 years of of Triglav?
Very lucky, I guess. Dad, you sort of mentioned before it's becoming a bit of a tradition, father and daughter here today, and it's becoming a bit of a tradition that, you know, Dad and I sort of work on speeches together now, and we talk about what's going on, and we sort of facilitate how we're going to run the day together now. And I think that actually captures the whole point of what these awards are about. It's about, you know, continuing the spirit, continuing the values and the beliefs of, you know, my grandparents who first came across the generations. So I feel very special, very lucky to be involved. And I think the more I do become involved, like I just mentioned, Dad and I now, this morning we worked on the speech together, which was really nice.
Yes, yeah. I'd be very lost without you. I mean, she's a great help and great inspiration, and she has a gift for words, and that's why I always bring her along.
And you've no doubt encouraged her to get involved.
Yeah, I think at a young age you've got to let the generation choose what they want to do, and I think if you push it on too early, that they will go away. And I very much, with Stephanie, said, look, this is who we are. You can be a part of it, but in your own time. And I think as she gets older, she starts to appreciate what our Slovenian culture is all about, what Trig Love is all about, and what it meant to our grandparents or her grandparents when they built this club, what it actually means to them. And I think she's starting to pick up on that vibe. And you'll see a lot more younger, her generation, coming on board, because they can see what the blood, sweat and tears that this club went through with those workers, you know, the initial members.
We should also mention that Perina Keane was one of the other MCs in Slovenian. Mm-hmm. You did it in English, and it was a job well done. Likewise, as I mentioned at the start of the interview, a fantastic awards ceremony, a fantastic ceremony all around to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Slovenian independence, as well as the 45th anniversary of Triglav's formation. We hope that you both continue your wonderful work in the Slovenian community for a very long time. Thank you for speaking with us today on SBS Radio.
Thank you, Lanty, and just like to say thank you to the Mounties for supporting this great event, and also to yourself, Lanty, and SBS, and every member who's involved with this. We greatly appreciate the support we get.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you again next year, which I'm sure I will, up on stage playing the accordion.
Thank you.